I'm sure you've heard the Stone Age occurred for 2.5 million years. But there's more of Stone Age to engage than maybe it first appears. Dinosaurs, Neanderthals, let's make this clearer. Didn't live together, came from different eras. That's not all I can tell you, so much more to be known about the many phases in the ages of stone. Shoo-be-dooby-doo-wop, it's all the rage. Tiskiddly-bop-doo-wah, brush up on your Stone Age. Oh yeah, all right. It's fine to define an era paleolithic, but you're gonna have to be a little more specific. Do you mean lower, when ancient beings first used tools, or middle paleolithic when Neanderthal ruled? That's when Homo sapiens starts to emerge, but just in Africa, it's long before the global surge. Not till upper paleolithic, 40,000 years ago, did Neanderthal and Homo sapiens say hello. Neanderthal and Homo sapiens, living in caveman harmony. Language was invented, cave painting art. Then Paleolithic ended, which meant the start of phase two. Be doo be doo up, turn a new page. Skiddly bop doo ah, mug up on the Stone Age. Oh yeah, all right. This is where it starts to get all scientific. Paleolithic's followed by the era Mesolithic. Then Neanderthals are wiped out by the Ice Age. Horrific. After which the Neolithic age was terrific. Man learned to farm, built homes so they could settle. Then some other folks turned up and they discovered metal. Beaker men from Europe had found bronze and outgrown the simple and traditional ways of stone. Bronze Age was invented, by now man was flying, cause hard on its heels came the Age of Iron. Celts, Druids, religion then Rome, by now a distant memory those ages of stone. Shoo-be-dooby-doo-wop, since that metallic stage, skiddly-bop-doo-wah, there was no more Stone Age. Shooby-dooby-doo, well now you know what is known about the many phases of the ages of stone.